Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I wanted to come today and speak to you just briefly in another people-raising video to follow up our previous conversation of how that we are to model our giving after the actions of the greatest giver, who is the Lord God, as this is described for us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'd like to point you to one more verse today. It's the very last verse of that chapter. It's a verse someone said that ties together Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we're heading toward those seasons right now, aren't we? Thanksgiving and Christmas. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. It says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Thanks be to God, thanksgiving, for his indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, sent by God the Father to be the Messiah, our Savior, Christ the Lord. How we thank God at Christmas, especially when we think about Christ's coming to be our Savior. This is the basis for any giving that we could do, meager as it is in comparison with the giving that the Lord God has done for us. And it compels us, doesn't it, to give our lives, and to give our time, our talents, and our treasures over for use by the Lord God for his eternal purposes. And it's humbling in light of these great truths to come to you today and say that our work is dependent on the giving of God's people. You know that. You know that the Friends of Israel could not survive without the giving of God's people. And we, in our ministry with the Friends of Israel, cannot continue without the giving of God's people. Thankfully, he's brought many wonderful friends to our side to help us, churches and individuals who have given to our account. But you know that this year of 2020 has been very difficult because of the coronavirus crisis and all the missed opportunities that have gone along with that, and we don't know what the future holds either. So I would like to humbly ask if you would consider giving a gift to our account to help us in our ministry with the Friends of Israel. Perhaps you can be, you're able to give on a regular basis, whether that's annually, quarterly, monthly. That would be a tremendous blessing and help to us. And perhaps there's someone who has thought about doing that and wants to do it, but just hasn't done it yet. Well, rest assured, dear friend, your gifts would really be a blessing and help to us. Perhaps you can't do that or aren't ready to commit to it yet, but you could give a special gift that would help us this month of August. That would be a great encouragement as well. And God will use your gift, and I believe he will magnify and multiply its effects for his purposes in our ministry, for his glory. Thank you, friends. May God bless you today. May you revel in the indescribable gift that he has provided, and may we all give thanks in return by giving, modeling our giving after the greatest giver of all. Thanks be to God.